It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish kicked off the 2018 MTV Video Music Awards on Monday, during which Kevin Hart took several shots at President Trump. Ironically, exactly a year ago, Kevin Hart mentioned in an interview with the Daily Beast that he would avoid making jokes about the president, but I guess that didn't last long.
That's a long time to wait not to make a joke.
Comedian Tiffany Haddish took a shot at Fifth Harmony by talking about former member Camila Cabello's 5 VMA nominations, which made the entire crowd gasp.
Camila Cabello is nominated for 5... Y'all know I can't read that good, right? I only speak English, and that's mostly in Ebonics. Look. She's nominated for 5 VMAs tonight. 5 of them. I'm super proud of her. So those of you watching at home, hi Fifth Harmony.
Oh God. Oh God.
It's a good one.
Oh God.
Camila won big last night. She took home the award for Artist of the Year as well as Video of the Year for Havana. Cardi B won Best New Artist.
Thank you, everybody. I am so happy, you know, to receive this award. A couple of months ago, a lot of people were saying, you know, you're gambling your career. You're about to have a baby. What are you doing? And, you know, I had a baby. I carried the baby. And now I'm still winning the award. I want to thank all my fans, my family that supported me, all the love that my fans, that my friends, that everybody shows me is genuine, is beautiful. And that's something that God give me that you can't buy.
Nicki won Best Hip Hop Video for Chun-Li. Ariana Grande won Best Pop Video for No Tears Left to Cry. Post Malone got Song of the Year for Rockstar. We also have Childish Gambino winning the Video with a Message Award for This Is America. And J-Lo got the prestigious Video Vanguard Award after performing on stage a number of hit songs from throughout her career, including Ain't Your Mama, Love Don't Cost a Thing, Get Right, I'm Real with Ja Rule and Jenny from the Block. Post Malone talked about planning Justin Bieber's bachelor party.
I haven't talked to him in a minute. We've been on the road and everything, but I talked to him whenever, you know, he got engaged, and he just asked me to do is we're going to have a nice little party, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to do some fishing. We're going to do some hanging out.
I cannot imagine those two fishing together. That's so funny.
Hey, Bieber, can you pass me a nightcrawler?
Can't imagine it. He looks like a nightcrawler. Nicki Minaj Nicki Minaj shared a big compliment that she got once from Beyonce when Minaj had to go on stage with her wardrobe falling off.
Oh, one time she did say, which I thought was really a sweet compliment, she said that time when, like, I almost was on national TV with my out on the award show because I couldn't zip my dress up in time. She was like, oh my God, like I had so much respect for that, for the way you handled that. It was so professional. You didn't miss your cue. You went out there with that dress the way it was, but you did not miss your cue. You was on that stage when your first line came on and you did what you had to do. And so I was very proud to get a compliment like that from her because I was devastated and humiliated.
Witnesses spotted two goats roaming around on subway tracks in Brooklyn, New York Monday morning. Trains were rerouted for several hours so cops could catch them. Here's what's crazy. So they were tranquilized and taken to an animal sanctuary by a very famous person, comedian and actor and animal activist, Jon Stewart. And no one knows how the goats got there. This is what transit captain Jonathan Bobbin said about it.
Sometimes you see cats and dogs, but never goats. There's a new one here. They were nervous and kept running from our personnel, but we were able to get them and take them off the track safely.
I don't know that they were screaming goats or not, but Jon Stewart seemed to have been at the right place at the right time, so good for him.
Hey, what's he doing walking around with a tranquilizer gun like, hey, I've got to protect myself.
He's just prepared. He's very prepared. That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.